Blog Talk Radio.
this day. May God bless you. I'm going to let somebody else go. But God has been too good to you for you not to give him the praise that he so rightfully deserves. Well, I'm here to let you know that I am going to give God the praise despite what is going on around me, despite the fact of what the enemy tries to do. I am here to give God the praise because the joy in my soul. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, January 17th. I am Pastor D. This is the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. God is in the house on this Sunday morning. Amen. Brother Tony, God bless you, Doc. Would you please open us up with praise and worship, sir?
Praise the Lord, everyone, this morning. God bless you all. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are into me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, sir. Bless you. Amen. We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Kyle Garrett, our invocation by Reverend Patricia Johnson, and our scripture by Minister Lisa Green.
Amen. Good morning to everyone. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Brother Tony Spencer, for that song. And I'm here to affirm and state the affirmation of faith. Let us unite together in the Christian faith. In whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning. Our invocation: bring through our weariness and our wandering, O God, and renew us and bring back our thoughts from afar. For it is in keeping our minds stayed on you that we are kept in perfectly peace. Enable us to show that peace to a world is in confusion, and all the praises shall be returned unto you with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. The New Testament reading is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. The word of God for his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony, Minister Kyle, Reverend Patricia, and Minister Lisa Green, thank you. With our announcements, again, it is with a heavy heart that I announce the passing of Reverend A.L. Malisham, who was not only a friend, he was also a mentor, and he listened. He was the pastor's pastor. Amen. He was the servant's servant. Amen. He was everything that you could think of wrapped into a man. And I just thank God for all that he did for not only Fuse Memorial, but for every CME church that he pastored. Amen. Or that he touched. Amen. His legacy will live on. Amen. And remember his works and his sacrifice. Remember it. May God bless you. Bless the life of Reverend Malisham. Also, I want to let you, the listeners, know that we have some exciting things going on at Fuse Memorial. On Mondays, we have a workshop training, a workshop that I conduct. We go through a certain book. We have a training book, but we've been, last week I did a workshop on the Antichrist, and this week I have another workshop planned. We have that on Monday. On Mondays, on Tuesdays, we have a woman's Bible study. Reverend Patricia Johnson, amen. She does a fantastic woman's Bible study, amen. And on Wednesdays, we have our regular Bible study. The training session, well, all three sessions, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they're all at 7 p.m. We do have them on our conference call line. If you want the number to our conference call and the access code, please email me and let me know, and I will make sure that you get that information so that you can join us and be a part of it, amen, because it is open not only to the members of Fuse, but it's open up to everybody, amen. If you want to come and learn about the Lord, this is the place, amen, because I believe in making sure that my people know the Lord and know when they get into a conversation with somebody that they know what they're talking about, amen. So it is a true blessing. We have fun. We laugh. We praise. We do it all, amen. So you are more than welcome to join us, amen. Again, we are still in the midst of this pandemic, amen. So continue to do what's asked of you, amen. We here in Michigan, we were hit kind of hard with it, but we know that God is still there blessing us, amen, because even though we are not in a building, Amen. The church resides within our hearts. Amen. And as long as the people are here, the church still lives on. Amen. Well, somebody got to give God some praise on that one. So I just want to say, continue to give God the praise. Amen. These are my announcements for today. As we move on into our altar call, I want to lift up the names of Sister Mary Bostic, Sister Hazel Moak, Brother Isaac Callan, Sister Fleeta Horton, Sister Darylyn Harrington, Sister Annie Plump, Brother Bobby Cook, Sister Goldie Carson. I also want to lift up the exhorter, Annette McKinney, and family. We're praying for you. The minister, Tremaine Townsend, and the minister, Linda Larkin. May we bow our heads. Father God, you've heard the names of those who were called. But there are many others, Father, whose names were not called and who are still seeking a blessing from you. Father God, we ask right now that you would touch in a mighty way, Father God, everyone within the sound of my voice. Touch, Father God, Sister Patty Campbell, Father. Bless the Fuse Memorial Church, Father. Keep us wrapped in your loving arms, Father. Bless the family of Reverend Malisham, Father. Touch and anoint them all right now. Father God, stop by the hospitals and the nursing homes, Father, and those who have felt feel like they're all alone, Father God, renew their spirits, Father. Touch and anoint them right now. Let them know, Father God, that somebody loves them and they're not alone, Father, and give those that are over them, Father, the spirit of compassion. Bless your church right now, Father God. Father God, we have survived this pandemic. We have lost some by the left and to the right, Father God, but we still stay the course, Father, because we know that we serve a living God. Father God, right now I stretch my hands, Father, because I know that you are the one that sits high but looks low. There's some heavy spirits right now, Father God, some heavy hearts right now, Father. Somebody's feeling lonely right now. Someone's hurting right now. Stop by, Father God. Stop by their house, Father, and renew them, Father. I give out a blessing, Father, to everyone who hears this message. Because my blessings are for your people. I thank you. I thank you right now, Father God. I thank you right now for your precious anointing that falls fresh every day. Holy Spirit, have your way in the lives of your people. I thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Touch him right now, Father. Bless your people right now. Those, Father God, that need to be helped. And send us, Father God, your people to bless those that we can. In the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Let all those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus say amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've lost many all along this way, but guess what? God is still God anyhow.
Yes.
Still God anyhow.
10,000 fall at your right, but still stand on the throne.
As we continue on in this service, we have a special treat for you. One of the mothers of our church, Sister Jessie Burrell, will come and bless us with a song. But before she does that, I would like to introduce to you, just for a moment, the speaker of the hour, Minister Rosalind Thomas. She, like all the rest of this minister, this great anointed ministerial staff, she is a friend, a confidant. She is a mother, a grandmother, an aunt. She holds the title of minister in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. And when I look at her, I see a true servant of the living God. I am always blessed by her presence, because she always has a word to encourage her pastor. I present to you that the next voice that you will hear after this selection will be that of Minister Rosalind Thomas. Sister Jess, the floor is yours.
God, my God, God is good. I tell you, God, my God, God is good. You know that he brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that he saved my soul. God is good. I tell you, he saved my soul. God is good. I tell you, he saved my soul, and he brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that he guides my every footstep. God is good. I tell you, he guides my every footstep. God is good. You know that he guides my every footstep, and he saved my soul, and he brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know he puts shoes on my feet. God is good. I tell you, he puts shoes on my feet. God is good. You know he puts shoes on my feet so he could guide my every footstep, and he saved my soul, and he brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know he put food on my table. God is good. I said he put food on my table. God is good. You know he put food on my table, and he put shoes on my feet so he could
guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul, and then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that he made a way. God is good. I tell you, he made a way. God is good. I said he made a way, and he put food on my table, and he put shoes on my feet so he could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul, and then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. And with no money in my pocket, God is good. With no money in my pocket, God is good. With no money in my pocket, Jesus made a way. And he put food on my table, and he put shoes on my feet so he could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul, and then he put me out of darkness. God is good. You know that he healed my every sickness. God is good. I tell you, he healed my every sickness. God is good. You know he healed my every sickness. With no money in my pocket, Jesus made a way out of no way. My Jesus made a way out of no way. Yes, he made the way out of no way. Then he put food on my table, and he put shoes on my feet so he could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul. My Jesus saved my soul. Oh, yes, he saved my soul. And he put me out of darkness. God is good. Yes, he is. God is good. God is good. Yes, he is. God is good. Amen.
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 Amen. Church. Good morning. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you. God is good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Good morning. Giving honor to God who is ahead of my life. I want to thank my God for waking me up this morning to see a brand new day. I want to thank the pastor this morning for allowing me to speak to his sheep and give them a word from the Lord. I would also like to thank Hakeem and Michelle for this radio station, allowing us to bring the word of God to his people. Let us pray, church. Father, help me to be humble in all my ways. Let me not be arrogant and full of myself, but let's serve you in humility. I trust that you will raise me up according to your will and exalt me according to your timeline. Speak, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Amen. The scripture is 1 Peter 5. Verses 6 and 7, the King James Version. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, That means the cross alone and one's faith in that finished work can make one humble. That he may exalt you in due. That means proclaim the route to the blessings of God. Time casting all your cares upon him. It refers here to a direct and once for all committal to God of all that would give us concern. For he careth for you. For you are his concern. The Message Bible says, so be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. Saints, y'all remember that old 60 oldie but goodie song by O.L. Green, Try a Little Tenderness. Well, this morning, saints, we are going to do a throwback down memory lane. And my sermon this morning is Try a Little Humbleness. Humble thyself before the Lord. The subject is Try a Little Humbleness. Peter, the name means rock and is used metamorphically here to describe Peter as a man like a rock by a reason of his firmness and strength of soul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. God despises a haughty spirit. He would rather us be humble and gracious and all-dealing. In our humbleness, God is able to lift us up. We don't have to go around singing our own praises. We should not seek our own glory. So what if we labor for years and years with no recognition from the world? If we go about God's business in humility, he will make sure that our praises are sung by others. Our humbleness inspires God to be our champion, usually when we least expect it. When Pastor asked me to speak this Sunday, I was just getting ready to do some moments of meditation, and a passage popped up on my phone. I read the passage from the Bible, and this passage came up to humble myself, because in the flesh, I was about to say, well, Pastor, you already got me speaking. But that scripture hit me so hard that I had no other choice but to be obedient and humble myself. Open your Bibles to 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Peter wrote this letter not only to persecute church, but to be the one that struggled with living out his faith. The difficulty many of us face is not necessarily persecution. Most of us struggles from failure remain constantly under the following of Jesus Christ. The secret to an effective Christian life is found in living in his strength, not in our own, in living under his control and not under ours. It is easy to serve our Lord when times are good and it costs us nothing to hold our faith. But there are times like this when we grow weary, when we feel defeated, when it seems that the circumstances of life will surely overwhelm us. Moments like this that we choose between dealing with life and our own strength or remaining dependent on the Spirit of God living within us. If you find yourself in this situation this morning, take heart. God has a word of encouragement for you. His desire is to use these difficulties to strengthen you, to perfect and establish you, and to demonstrate to you how he wants to care for you. Saints, take a few minutes or a few notes on the B's in your everyday living. Be humble. The Greek verb for humble here is the passive voice, which could be translated. Be humble. In this case, it's the hand of God that is humbling us. We are being instructed to allow God to humble us. To the first readers, it was persecution that God used to humble them. To you and me, it could be the frustration of everyday life. Rather than a complaint about them, we must submit to the following of Christ. Only when we humble ourselves under God's hand will he exalt us. God uses a variety of things to humble us. Look what is happening now with this COVID virus and our government. Sometimes he uses other people, extra grace required people. Sometimes he uses tragedy and loss. Even though God may not have sent that calamity your way, he is able to use it for our good. Thus, as Romans 8 and 28 says, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Our problem is that we often won't accept the sovereignty of God in our lives. Living under the delusion of our own, we complain, struggle, and squirm.
allowing God to humble us means that we remember that God is in control. Nothing will happen that he has not allowed. When he allows it, he has a purpose for it. And that purpose is always for our good. It means accepting all that happens to us without resentment or rebellious against God. Humility means accepting God's rule instead of ours. It means accepting his rule when we don't even understand it. It means accepting his rule when he doesn't even give us an explanation. The word humility in the Greek language means to make low, to make small, or to weaken. It is contrary to our human nature to be made low. It goes against the grain of our pride and our sense of self-worth to allow anyone or anything to weaken us or make us small. But in the kingdom of God, things are different than in the empires of men. The verse immediately before this says that God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The rest of verse 6 says that at the proper time, God will exalt those who have been humble. The reason that proper time never seems to be in with our schedule is because as long as we are thinking we should be exalted, we are still nursing our pride. It's not until our pride is dead that he will exalt us. Humility means we lose our pride, but we gain God's favor. When we are humble, when we are made low and come to sense of our own weakness, we will be forced to depend upon him. Saints, I ask you to try a little humbleness. Be dependent, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Whereas pride makes one self-reliant, humility positions us to recognize and accept our dependence on God. The Greek word translated care or anxiety here is used to express the burden that comes with anxious care and apprehension. Instead of fighting this, we are to turn it back over to the Lord. If we are his, the only things that come into our lives are things he allows. In fact, listen to what Psalm 55:22 says. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. The interesting thing about that verse in Psalm 55 is that Hebrew word translated, burden means what he has given you. A literal translation might read, throw upon the Lord whatever burden he has assigned to you, and he will sustain you as you bear it. He will not allow you to totter. Whereas humility causes us to see our own weakness, dependence causes us to recognize and rely upon his strength. And within the context of what scripture is saying, we are being told that God often allows the difficulties to come our way to teach us both our own weakness and his supernatural strength. Jesus never struggled the person not around themes of self-importance or self-esteem. Rather, he spoke of taking up a cross, laying one's life down for others, and following on the footsteps of one described as man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Daily life for Jesus could seldom be described in terms of purpose that brought no personal problems or freedom from daily spiritual battles. Purpose for Jesus meant facing opposition at every turn, enduring persecution from those closest to him, and finally submitting to the full fury of his father's wrath as he hung publicly before a rude and cruel world. Peter says to be belligerent and persecuted Christians, dependence upon the Lord means that instead of struggling with our cares, nursing our anxieties, and complaining about all God has allowed to come into our lives, we are to turn them back over to him, accepting the truth that he will sustain us because he cares for us in the midst of these difficulties. In the course of dealing with the trial and tribulation, we must be alert, sober, and vigilant. As the King James Version says, while the Lord wants to use them to develop us, the enemy would use them to devour us. Saints, I ask of you, try a little humbleness. Be alert. Three things to be alert to. The verse translated sober and vigilant literally means to be mentally calm and alert both at the same time. Instead of being anxious because we are depending on the Lord, we can be mentally calm And yet, because we know we have an enemy, we must be alert to the reality that our enemy wants to use every circumstance of our lives to destroy us. Satan is the enemy of all believers. He is the eternal enemy of our souls. From the very beginning of time, in the Garden of Eden, Satan has sought to destroy all that God created to be good. Today, and we, as we seek to live the Christian life, how does he do this? One, temptation. He entices us to act contrary to God's plan and displease him. Satan cannot have your soul, so he wants your witness. If he cannot have you for eternity, he wants to render you ineffective in the present because he knows human nature better than we do. He is an expert at appealing to our fallen nature, our cardinal desires. Read 1 John 2:15-17. Satan will use the strong desires we possess to tempt us and draw us from God. Thus, we must be sober and vigilant. Deception. He causes us to believe things about God and ourselves that are not true. Since we are always act out of what we believe, we must believe what is true. Scripture says the devil is the father of all lies and deceivers. He will appear as an angel of light. He will get us to do his bidding, making us think we somehow serving God. We have the word of God to lead us down the pathway of righteousness, to be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. Discouragement. The devil has a way of causing us to question whether or not living for Christ is worth it. The psalmist expressed this. Read Psalm 73:2-3. There are times in life when trouble comes our way, when we look at the godless and their lives seem to be trouble-free. Is it in these moments that we are tempted to question our faith, to question the life we live, whether or not living for Christ is worth what we must endure? The devil loves discouragement. He loves to get us on self-pity kicks, to take our focus off of Christ and to put our focus on ourselves. When we are totally surrendered to the control of Jesus, we will not focus on ourselves, but rather on what it is God wants us to do, through whatever he has allowed to come into our lives. The devil wants to devour us like a roaring lion, but instead of giving in to his tricks, his deception and discouragement, we are told to resist, steadfast in our faith. Saints, I ask of you, try a little tenderness. Be tenacious. When we have humbled ourselves and found our strength in God, when we have learned the secrets of dependence, and when we remain our guard against the devil, we stand our ground. There's a direct relationship between a strong faith and the ability to live an overcoming life. Ephesians 6 tells us, take up the shield of faith, and having put on the whole armor of God, we will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. James 4:7 says, therefore, submit to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And here in 1 Peter 5, we are told to resist the devil, steadfast in our faith. When our faith is strong, when our confidence in God is unshaken, it is then and then alone that we have turned the boy Goliath in 1 Samuel 17:47. He said, the battle is the Lord. In Exodus 14:14, as Moses and his people stood between the Red Sea and the armies of Pharaoh, Moses told the Israelites, the Lord will fight for you. You must be quiet. Throughout Scripture, whenever God's people stood firm in their faith, God came through. Whether it was Daniel in the lion's den or Paul and Silas in the Philippine jail, when people put their trust in God, he came through. Resist the devil. Stand firm in your faith. God will come through for you. Don't give up. Don't give in to discouragement. Do not give the devil a foothold. Stand firm in your faith. Saints, I ask of you, try a little humbleness. Be prepared for the persecution that will come. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:12, all those who want to live godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. As Peter, on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote these words to the early church, persecution of Christianity was spread. Our hope is in the triumph, return of Jesus to this earth. Our hope is in eternal life, he promised. This world is not our home. We are pilgrims, strangers, and sojourners. We will suffer here for a while. That cannot be avoided. Saints, I ask of you, try a little humbleness. Be assured. We have the promise that God accomplishes purpose in us. There's four things he will do. Notice the adjective Peter used to describe God. He is the God of grace, the God who shows unmerited favor toward us. God loves us. His purpose is allowing persecution and suffering. Is motivated by nothing other than perfect love for us. He is the God of all grace. He has mercy on us. And as we stand firm and resist in the devil, God will perfect us, confirm us, strengthen us, establish us. Saints, I ask of you, try a little humbleness. In my closing this morning, now I will ask you, what are you going through this morning? Maybe life hasn't turned out the way you planned. Perhaps the cares and burdens of life seem more than you can bear. Don't fight it. Let God use these things to humble you and cause you to depend upon him. From the words of Martin Luther King, quote, on humility and being humble before he was brutally murdered in 1968. I have always believed in humility. It's the greatest quality of great leaders. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long fume. And you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. And I want you to be able to say that day I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. If you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If you can do my duty as a Christian, if I can bring salvation world once more, if I can spread the message as the master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Amen, saints. Let your living speak for itself and not be in vain. If you choose to live for Christ and spread his word, then your living will not be in vain. We must all try a little humbleness. Humble thyself before the Lord. Ask yourself this morning, how can I be more humble? Or am I humble enough? Saints, again this morning, I ask you, of you, to try a little humbleness. Look at your neighbor on the right and say, neighbor, try a little more humbleness. Then look at your neighbor on the left and say, neighbor, try a little more humbleness. Amen, saints. Humble. Please humble thyself before the Lord. Amen, saints. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be humble. Please humble yourself before the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful word. Try a little humbleness. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rosman, for your words. Amen. Your powerful words through the Holy Spirit. I don't know what it did for you, but it gave me something to think about. Amen. And with that being said, as we open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, the humble, the lowly Jesus. Is there someone here today? You find yourself not being able to be humble as you ought to be. You find yourself being rough on the edges, and you know that this is not how God will have your life to be, and you know that you're ready for a change. I offer Jesus to you. If that's you, Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. Help me to be a better creature. Grant me the spirit of humbleness so that I may teach someone else about your saving grace. Help me to be a better creature in you, and I will forever be grateful. I thank you. I honor and love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that was you, know that today is a new day for you. I urge you to find a Bible-based church. Bless them with your physical presence. Pray with them in the spirit, and bless them also with your tithes and your offerings. And see what God will do in your life. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Amen and amen. Minister Lisa, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Again, as always, on behalf of Fuse Memorial Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, we give honor and praise to Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle for the opportunity to have a place on this network. Amen. We thank you, Brother.
It's our pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And on behalf of the Reverend Patricia Johnson, the Minister Rosalind Thomas, the Minister Tremaine Townsend, the Minister Lisa Green, and the Minister Kyle Garrett, the Exhorter Annette McKinney, Brother Tony Spencer, and Sister Jessie Burrell, we bless you. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the saints of God together say amen,
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 and amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Until next time.